Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. It's the 12th of November, 2022. It is a beautiful day here in the West Coast because we love rain. Excuse me, I have the frog in my throat from the rain, but I'm here with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're having a great time here. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-529-7234. If you want to email us at info@radiolawtalk.com. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek counsel. We're not giving legal advice. I don't know what happened, but I woke up with this froggy throat, and it I know it sounds a little bit sexy, Cal, and I know you think it's sounds good.
I think you should have an overnight FM shift.
Yeah, you know, I probably
you
should.
Say, hey, let me do all the sounds.
Try this one. But just say, let me read your legal briefs.
Let me read you. I can't even say it. Let me read your briefs.
Oh, yes. I go into court without briefs. It's all commando argument. That's me.
That I wouldn't doubt. That's the problem. I wouldn't doubt that. So we're going to talk about a lot of exciting things today. Actually, you know what? I was thinking as I was laying there, getting ready to come to the Radio Law Talk, but, you know, just laying there sometimes, just thinking about the topics, thinking about what I'm going to say, and guess what? I just kind of said to myself, there's really not a lot of lawsuits going on. There's lawsuits, but nothing like really, wow, and a ton of them, right? There's interesting things. But it's kind of nice because I think the elections stymied a lot of stuff and kind of pushed everything else aside. There are elections lawsuits. We're going to talk about some election lawsuits. We're going to talk about Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes, which we're following this. And I have some opinions, but I'm going to be careful about my opinions. And Epstein victims. One of the victims sued Dershowitz, and she dropped the case. We're going to talk about that.
That's huge.
Yeah, that's...
In terms of not only that, but the implications on another person that she sued.
Right. So. And, yeah, we'll talk about that. Yeah, we can throw that in. Alex Jones. Let's talk about piling on. Oh, my gosh. Actually, I was looking at a radio station, I was talking to one of the executives at the radio station. And I looked, I said, oh, you don't have Alex Jones on your lineup. He said, never have. Too controversial for me. And I go, this was a conservative talk radio. Too controversial even for me. I was like, oh, wow.
It just goes to show you, even conservatives have their own definitions and their own limits. There's only
right.
So far. I'm going to go
That's
on that.
Exactly
now.
Right. That's right. So we're going to talk about him, the latest on that case. And we've got just so many more. Probably got 9, 10 other lawsuits we want to talk about. We're going to leave those for your imagination. Denise, thank you for coming back. It's been 2 weeks. You've been gone. And
you're welcome. I'm glad to be back.
You're a little
bit
awkward.
I have a frog throat as well.
What's the frog deal?
I don't know.
Todd, how's your throat?
I'm feeling fine.
Well, I feel fine, but it's just the froggy, and it's the nose throat. And you know what? You guys know what I eat when I think. And my issue is I rarely get sick. It's very rare, knock on wood. And usually it's just a quick cold. But what do I guess? What I do that really makes it so I'm healthy? And I'm not being a doctor. I'm not saying you have to do this, but I just never get sick, including knock on wood, COVID. You know, I don't get sick.
You live in a plastic bubble?
I do that.
Okay.
That's the first
wrap
thing.
Wrap yourself in saran wrap?
Yes,
okay.
And I roll down the hill. I do that. What's the other thing? Let's see if we can guess.
You wash your hands.
I wash my hands. That's one. She knows it.
Because I do, too.
It is.
What was that?
Mandarins.
Mandarin oranges. I have, those of you, you know, we're going to tell a little bit of person. I have 40, I think 36 or 40 mandarin trees at my house. And that's a lot of mandarins you got to eat. And so I just pound those mandarins.
I think we're going to have to add to our disclaimers, though. You know,
yeah.
We're not intending to give legal or medical advice.
Or medical. No, there's no medical advice.
Or medical advice.
As I tell them, hey, this is a way to not get sick. And I'm going, right?
Yeah.
But that's... I just love mandarin oranges, and I think, and as bizarre as it sounds, I know, and again, this is not saying, there's no factual proof of this.
This is purely anecdotal.
Pure anecdotal Fred Penny stuff. It's got to be from my trees. I'm not going to tell you what county I live in, but I believe this county because of the soil, and that's got certain things in it that make these mandarins fresh off the tree. And I don't go buy them from the store. I don't do that. It has to be fresh off a tree.
Is there cow manure around the trees from your cattle?
No, it's in on the tree and on the mandarin, so when I eat it, it's in my mouth.
Okay, well, seriously, do they fertilize naturally that way?
No. We dip the mandarins in the manure after we pick them.
Yes.
That's what really works.
That's the secret.
No, what it is the cows eat the mandarins and I eat the cows.
There you go. Yeah.
Mandarin steak.
A plant-based diet.
So did I just totally the mandarin, Mandarin Association's probably going, wow, that Fred Penny's
That's a big endorsement.
Yeah, not those little tiny ones. They're like, you know, you get them in the store, the little tiny, I'm not going to say the
like
brand.
Like kumquats. You know,
yeah,
like,
but the little ones, and you're like, and they're like, woo, look at mandarins. That's not a mandarin. These mandarins are the size of my hand.
We're going to get a cease and desist from the California Orange Growers Association.
Well,
we need equal time.
Yeah, that's true.
Then the lemon producers will hop in, you know.
Almond producers.
Kiwi, you guys just stay home. It's not happening.
Yeah.
And now Citrus Wars on Radio Love.
Citrus.
InfoWars replaced with Citrus Wars.
There you go. Citrus Wars. Yeah. Oh, but I had three of them this morning, and I'm feeling good.
So orange peels are a hoax.
Thanks for bringing that up, Denise, because you and I know. Did you have any mandarins today?
Not today, but I had two yesterday. I've been eating a lot of mandarins,
okay,
and they're coming on my tree, too.
Good girl.
Yeah. Mine aren't quite ready, though.
Mine are not.
Similarly, I mean, you guys are eating healthy. What I do is every morning, I mean, for me, it's the two breakfast burritos, hash browns, and a Diet Coke.
That's
really helped to, to keep the virus at bay.
Now that we're throwing out free endorsements.
Sure. Well, no, I didn't say where I got them.
Yeah, I'm not in. Now we're throwing free endorsements, but I'm not going to say the word. My grandmother lived to her 90s, early 90s. I can't even remember. Had a burger almost every day from a certain place, same place, fries, and a Coke.
Good for her.
That's exactly what she had for like 10 years straight. And her doctor, the doctor's like, have whatever you want. You're in your 90s. It doesn't matter.
When I was married, my wife complained because she'd get the credit card bill. Why are you eating at this Golden Arch place every morning? Why? I mean, look at how much this costs. Can't you just not go there? So I said, look, I had about a 20, 25-minute commute to work. And I counted on my regular commute the number of those establishments that I went by from my house to the office, and it was 11.
You can't stop.
There are 11 of them. I can't say no.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's entrapment at this point.
It's not fair.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're gonna talk about that. Did you just give us a tease about the case or no case?
Yeah, case or no case involves a Henry J. Carr that once was lost and now is found.
What's a Henry J.?
It used to be known as the Henry J. Kaiser, made by the industrialist Henry J. Kaiser after World War II.
Wow.
True story. Yeah.
We're going to talk about that when we come back, and then we've got all kinds of other things we're talking about, including, again, elections lawsuits. We're going to get into those. Theranos, Epstein's victim, says, I'm not suing Dershowitz anymore. That's going to be interesting. And then we got a lot more when we come back. We got all three of us here and our producer. Man, you cannot miss today's show.
A lot of good stuff coming up right here on Radio Law Talk on your local radio station and always on RadioLawTalk.com. We hope you just stick around for that.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
The
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
This is Frederick Penny. Do you have a copy of my book, Goose, yet? Goose has been listed by Amazon as a bestseller, and that means you should see what everyone is talking about. Goose is the beginning of a trilogy that takes the many life lessons of the Collins family and presents them in an easy-to-read, fictionalized format.
Goose is a self-improvement book wrapped in a good story that helps readers think about how to live their best life, and it makes a great gift.
Goose, available at Amazon.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this county shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
This is a great time to call the show. 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-LAW-RADIO.
Tell us, new case or no case, and learn about this car.
Okay, all right. No,
it's a car.
Yeah, now everybody has heard of the Henry J, I hope.
No, I haven't. Do you have the little case or no case, the little jingle?
Here comes the opener Here comes the opener.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yeah. It has to be in the right frame of mind. Yes.
get you all fired up.
I was going to ask the court. I got a trial coming up. We could play that before we do jury selection, just so that I could play a little jingle. It's only 30 seconds. I just need to.
I'll give it to you. You can just pull up your phone. That'd be great. Now to Austin, Texas, where a certain James Clyburn had a collector, Henry J. Carr, made by Henry J. Kaiser, the ship magnate, who decided to lose money by going into the car business after World War II.
Oh, someone's calm.
Well, we're going to put him on hold for a little bit. So, Mr. James reported to the police the car was stolen, and it was never found. Well, actually, it kind of was. A few years later, Mr. Clyburn attended the Austin Cool Car Show, whatever the name was, Muggy Texas Nights or Cool Cars Hot Nights, whatever it was. Anyway, he goes there, and there it is, his Henry J., same color and everything. And James still had the title. And he went to the police and said, you know, my car you could never find, there it is. And it's still my car, and I want it back. The person who put the car on display kind of knew the deal was hinky when he bought the car, but he didn't know it was stolen because he bought it at a police impound auction sale. So, are you following me? He agreed to surrender the car on the spot to its rightful owner, relinquishing the improvements like, you know, the wax and the cool wheels and all that stuff. And then James went to the guy and said, you know, the cops found my car and didn't tell me, and they took it from you to cause you to give it back to me. I think we have a case against the Austin PD. Denise, what do you think? Do they? Case or no case? Ms. Dirks?
Kid, do you want to think for a second while I bring something up?
Sure.
Because it gives you time to think. You know, I look at this car. I know we're not allowed to look at the internet, but I just wanted to look at the picture of it.
Yeah, they're kind of cool.
Is it 1950s is what it is? Or
Well, I think they went out of business in the early 50s, and I think they merged with Hudson or something like that.
But they do look like an old Hudson. They kind of got that really weird
jelly bean shape.
Yeah, that really weird nose look and it's just a weird look.
And the Henry J. was a common hot rodded car by teenagers as it got older.
In the 50s. Yeah, I see that. There's a number of hot rods that they've made them into. But it's got that really weird grill. It's like a smile and a nose over the top.
the car's face. So, Denise, what do you think about this Henry J. car where the cops found it and didn't give it back to its owner, and the owner had to give it up?
Well, did he give it up or did he get it back?
No, the original owner got his car back from the guy who bought it at the impound lot.
Yes, I would say, in this particular case, when the car was impounded by the police, that created a bailment, and the police had to take reasonable care of the car, and them selling it at auction is not reasonable care, and the bona fide purchaser did not know it was stolen because it was at a police auction. So I believe that it's a case, and the subsequent, both owners, actually, if they joined together, they could win.
Okay, that makes sense. Fred, what do you think about this?
That was really intelligent. It had a lot of big legal words in it. I really like the
bailment. I love that.
Bailment. Yeah. She's throwing all these law school names, words out there that I don't remember about. And that's some really cool stuff.
So he Googles Henry J., but not bailment.
No, this is not a case. It's just a scenario that Cal thought about. So I'll pass the baton. It's not a case. It's just a scenario.
Todd, what do you think about this matter of the Henry J.?
You know, very few people know about this because it didn't make big headlines, but after the first Star Wars movie came out and before Empire Strikes Back came out, there was a little known movie that came out starring Mark Hamill, who we know plays Luke Skywalker, and the name of that movie was called Corvette Summer, and it was about a high school kid who took a car, hot rodded it up, took it out, the car gets stolen, and he sees it on display in Vegas about a month later, and he's trying to get that car back. And as Cal says, you're kidding me, as if he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I honestly don't, but that's okay. Yeah.
And what year was the J. Henry?
The Henry J. was in 1947.
Now, what year are we talking about?
Oh, this happened just a matter of a couple of years ago. This
couple
is
years ago.
Contemporary news accounts.
Yeah, I think that this is made up. Because if the car was that old and it was stolen, you know, the law enforcement probably put out a public notice of cars that were impounded so that people could get it if they can't otherwise get information about who the registered owner of the vehicle was, assuming it was even registered and they were able to procure it. There's no liability for law enforcement. They probably gave the notices. There would be no lawsuit to speak of. And because of that, I'm going with no case.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you this much. They both tried. They tried to file a case, and before they got that far, the attorney said, yeah, you got nothing. So there was no case. And that is the case there
no
was.
No case. But it was no, a scenario, was
yeah,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. Well, I wonder what those things are worth. Who can look up on the Internet, Todd, while I'm
the one
this?
I used for an example was worth about $40,000.
What's it called? A J?
Henry J.
Henry J.
Kaiser, who said when you've got billions from building ships from World War II and you want to turn it into millions, go into the car business.
Yeah, that's my advice. How to make $1 million at a casino? Go in with $10 million.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you leave with most of it gone.
Well, what we've got going here is a little bit about the latest election lawsuits. There's always, when there's election, there's always a lot of lawsuits going on. First of all, it's obviously this big sweep that was going to happen. We don't get political here, and we just talk, but it didn't happen for the Republicans. It is like everything's narrowly, are they going to narrowly make it here or there? But we're going to talk about some lawsuits that occurred during the election or right after the election. It's usually about counting, and we'll be back.
All right, that's coming up on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
You turn on Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. You are listening to Radio Law Talk. Listening to Radio Law Talk. Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
USA Radio News.
A Michigan pediatric hospital is reporting that it is completely full due to a surge of cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Hospital officials said that they are worried that this surge, coupled with an earlier flu season and a potential new COVID-19 wave, could put more stress on the healthcare system. Just the latest example of some hospitals across the country reporting that they have reached capacity due to a high number of RSV cases. New Mexico residents have voted in favor of a ballot measure that increases funding for early childhood education. The advocacy group New Mexico Voices for Children estimates that this will amount to about $150 million. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Where the heck is, I'm looking it up now, is Cochise County?
Cochise. That's an Indian name. Cochise County, Oklahoma? Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Cochise County.
Cochise.
I'm going to say Cochise.
No, say Cochise. Cochise. That's correct.
Arizona. I'm going to do it just to piss everybody off.
Go ahead. I like it. Go ahead.
Let's see. It looks like it has, the county has cities. Sierra Vista, Cochise, Douglas, Bisbee, Wilcox, Benson, Tombstone. Tombstone, Arizona. Oh, there it is.
That's the famous one.
The southeast corner of Arizona.
Yeah, that one. What's happening is there's lawsuits going on that apparently the elections, David Stevens, who is the county recorder, said we're just to stop these, you know, accusations and issues about whether the machine is right or wrong or is improperly counting the ballots, we're going to do a hand count. Now, let me tell you, the amount of ballots were 40,000 ballots in the county. That sounds like a lot.
That's not that much.
That is a quick count. I mean, you get 20 people counting, it is done in a day, right?
Right.
And so lawsuit.
It will take about 3 days.
Well, yeah, just whatever. I mean, depends. Depends if they're eating.
It's not like months.
If they're eating Skittles at the same time. Oh, shoot. Where did I get that? Skittles all over my
Oh, is Skittles. That a hanging Chad?
Oh, my gosh. Flashback to 2000.
Yeah. Flashback to, what's the guy's name that lost?
Gore.
But anyway,
husband blames Gore for the climate problem.
Oh, he does?
Yes.
Okay. He did start the internet.
And pretty much he was Eve's husband.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was Al and Eve. Is that's what it was?
Yeah,
it was we all thought it was Adam. It's Al.
Right. Well, that's what he thinks. So. Anyway, no, he doesn't. That was just a pun, and those of you who want to freak out about it. So this is what's interesting. This is why I want to talk about this, is they're asking the court to stop the count and the court holds you're correct, you can stop the count because the machines are good enough. But here's an interesting thing, and I want to quote. I want to quote the law in Arizona about what the law talks about. It says the state law directs a small number of ballots cast in precincts and a fraction of mail-in ballots to get counted by hand. So they can do it, but they don't have to call them, count them all. They just count a percentage of it. And then you see whether or not the computer...
Yeah, so like a sample of something.
Yeah, a sample made mistakes.
It's kind of to go, okay, this is a sample, and we hand count these to make sure that the polling machinery is working properly.
But here's what's interesting. In the language, it says... that the hand count after election, they do not allow, that is the Arizona law, 100% hand count at the discretion of the county officials.
Right.
What does that mean? So you can't do 100%, but it's at the discretion of the county officials. And the county officials are saying, we said we're going to do 100% count. So even though it says you can't do 100%, but it's the county's discretion, the county officials' discretion, and so they're saying our discretion is we're going to do the 100% count. Well, the judge says, well, that's not what that means, and that's the argument right now, what's going on. But anyway, I kind
of understood it a little different, and I may be totally wrong, but I understood that the law required them to do a tester of the hand count to test the efficiency of the machines, and if they couldn't show that the electric tabulation machines were not accurate, then they couldn't do the full count.
No, they do not have to do any count.
Oh, God.
But it's up to the county to decide. And that's what I'm saying. The way this was laid out, I think what the intent of it, Denise, was pretty clear that you can't do 100%, but it's at the discretion of the county officials if they want to do the select count.
Oh,
right?
Got it. Oh, I got it.
But
okay.
The way it's laid out was vague because it says it doesn't allow for 100. You cannot do 100% hand count at the discretion of the county officials, you know. They're saying, oh, so we have a discretion whether or not we can do the 100% count or not? So that's kind of what you're going to say something, Todd.
After we get off it's a tangential topic, but it's something that I think is kind of interesting. So let's finish.
But let me finish. So here's the other thing I want you guys to comment about. And I know the answer, but I want you guys to throw it out. Who filed the lawsuit was an individual and a group, and the Secretary of State's office filed a, quote, friend of the court brief. What does that mean, guys? Because everyone's like, what does the friend of the court brief mean? Go ahead, whoever wants to.
Well, we call it an amicus brief, and what that means is that it's somebody that has an interest in the topic or that can share some of their legal knowledge on the topic to help assist the court.
They can file their own lawsuit,
right.
or join the lawsuit.
Or just brief.
Just put a brief in.
Yeah, could just put a brief.
That happens a lot on appeals, especially before the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's dealing with an issue. You got two parties, and then somebody's looking at that going, well, that's going to affect me, too.
Right.
I want to also put forth an argument I don't think anybody's making. I'm not a party to this, but if they have leave from the court to file a brief, then the court can consider that if it's not raised by either of the two parties that are part to the lawsuit.
And, in fact, the Supreme Court has asked for amicus briefs before, because they want to have as much legal reasoning as they can to kind of look at the different factual scenarios that are before them.
That's right.
Well, this is going to go up on appeal, and my understanding is the county court still has moved to an undisclosed site in Sierra Vista for the recount. We're going to Grandma's basement. Remember, Georgie, remember the one we used to hang out and smoke the cigarettes when Grandma and Grandpa didn't know? Yeah, we're heading out down to that one, and we're going to count these ballots.
Yeah, they don't want to have the people looking at it, but they also don't want to have any harassment.
Right.
Well, it could be a security issue.
They do have to, my general understanding is you can't just have one, there's usually two people that'll count. Like, if you're counting a ballot, there's two people watching.
Two eyes on everyone.
One person usually is a Republican, one's a Democrat, usually. And that's how, because I know they've asked me as an attorney to go be a part of this, to oversee the counting elections office. And they bring attorneys in to watch to make sure things are counted properly. And the Republicans bring their lawyers, and the Democrats bring their lawyers. And I'm like, hard pass on that.
Yeah.
So you had a point.
Well, so, you know, it's interesting. We're talking about lawsuits, and we referenced a little bit Bush v. Gore. And prior to 2000, I don't recall too many lawsuits being filed in connection with elections. There might have been. I just don't recall them.
Kennedy was one.
But now they seem to be happening.
Yeah, Nixon and Kennedy. And Nixon just said, all right, good.
Right. But now they seem to be happening with more frequency. What that does is it puts the as a delay to the general public knowing what's the outcome of this election. And it occurred to me when I was researching the Electoral College several years ago and what the founding fathers were thinking with the Electoral College, one of their considerations among many, one of their considerations was, well, we'd really rather have one conference where everybody submits votes on a single day, and at the end of that day, we know who the president is. We don't want to have a situation where, remember, this is the late 1700s, where we have ballots coming in from all sort of sources over the course of several months, and there's no certainty as to, is the election done, who it is. They want an election to be something that can be held in a day with certainty at the end, and people know what's going on. I think what we see here with lawsuits and all these things is the chaos and unrest and anxiety that can happen when the results of the election are not known as of the night of the election or the following day, and it just gets protracted, whether it's counting ballots, waiting for them to come in, or lawsuits. It leads to overall population anxiety when we're waiting to figure out what the results are of an election. So
yeah, but that's kind of unique to our society in today's world because it's instantaneous. Back in the older days, it would be months before they would have
The Electoral College, they recognize that. That's why they wanted in the Electoral College, we're going to have a conference on one day, I think it's in December,
that's true,
and everybody comes in and votes so that we know at the end of that conference, that's what they want, because they
recognize it. But the populist vote is what I'm talking about.
That's true.
The populist vote has always taken a while. But you're right, to have a date certain for the electoral college.
Yeah, it depends like what year you're talking. Obviously, in the 30s and the 40s, it took a long time because, come out in papers,
about
right?
The 1700s and the 1800s.
Well, when they had the Twitter in the 1800s.
Yeah. Well, to Denise's point, they did not know, even many states did not know Abraham Lincoln had even been killed for months afterwards.
True.
Exactly right. All right, we'll be back after this. We're going to talk about Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes.
What we're going to see...
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the show continues right here.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess.
text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327. Or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
2610.
Email the show anytime you'd like. Info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. Info. @radiolawtalk.com.
Oh, during the break, we were talking about my long-lost friend and, if I wasn't married, Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh, Fred. Where's the Barry White music, my darling?
Yeah, I tell you, I still think of her as a really important person to look up to, even though she is now deceased.
She's like Queen Elizabeth.
She was just amazing.
I always bring up the fact that I didn't agree with a lot of stuff that she ruled on, but I admired her, and she, I'm telling you, I've met her personally, and when I went to the Supreme Court and was sworn in to argue before the Supreme Court, she came in when we had breakfast, and there was about 20 of us, and she came in this little private west wing or east wing, I can't remember which wing I was in, area, and it was weird. It was really weird when she walked in. It was almost like a hush.
Without her, women would not get credit. You realize that?
I don't know what it, I don't.
That was back in 73.
Yeah, but she just had a way about her, and I'm telling you, she was the tiniest. You have never seen any human being tinier than her. She was just a little, not just short, but like her. She probably was all but 97 pounds, it's like she walked in and just commanded the room, and it was
nice,
interesting. And I just, Roberts walks in, he's like, hey, dude. You know, he's like, hey, man. He's just kind of like one of the guys. Hey, man, what's up, man?
Hey, put SportsCenter on.
Yeah.
I want to see this play.
Hey, pass those mashed potatoes and gravy kind of guy, you know? Hey, you know, I'm going to use a spoon. She had her gloves on and everything. It was interesting. So let's talk about Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Again, she was convicted of three counts three counts. I have it written down here. Give me a second. I wrote it down. But anyway, she was, here it is. Four counts of criminal fraud for deceiving investors. And by the way, did not deceive, quote, the public, but just some of the investors. The Todd and I know we've said, I think Denise said the same thing. The investors, again, you don't want to defraud investors, and that you can't do that. But these guys weren't dummies, you know, gals. When I say guys, I mean that in general. The investors were very high net worth people and companies that are investment banks, investment whatever, companies that do this for a living. But we talked about the weird thing that happened. There was an individual that worked for her that was one of the key engineers that testified against her, who basically was the prosecutor's key witness.
Yes.
And he just whacked out on August 8th, I think it was. August 8th, he just rolls in and knocks on her door, and her fiancé answers, and the guy's going off. The fiancé claims the guy said, his name's Adam Rosendorf. Apparently he said, well, the government forced me to testify the way it is, and they took the words out of my mouth that they I guess what, skewed my words and my testimony, et cetera, et cetera. And then he got up there and testified in the motion for a new trial.
Yes.
No, that's not the truth.
Yeah, in the motion for the new trial, what he was said was he felt like the prosecutor's on argument. 'Cause look, both sides, the evidence comes in, and then you make the argument to the jury on closing argument as to how that should be applied and what it should be used. And he felt like the prosecutors had twisted his words and done stuff like that. But when asked during your testimony at trial, was there anything you said was untrue? He said, no, I stand by the testimony at trial. It was like buyer's remorse. He had problems with what he perceived the way the prosecution used his words, and he had problems with what he perceived to be the net effect it would have on Elizabeth Holmes, because she's a new mom and she's, you know, looking at prison for 20 years, and he felt really bad. But at the end of the day, before the court on the motion for retry, he said, well, it's not like I lied. I just feel bad about the effect of what I said.
My argument was, look, just the way he acted and how weird it was, and he was the key witness, you know, that's something you can bring up to a jury and say, you know what, this is what he, according to the fiancé that was there, this is his testimony, what was said to him. And at least the question is, does it, go ahead, Denise, says it.
Yeah, what you felt was they should have the opportunity to be able to raise what happened to impeach his credibility.
That's exactly right.
And that because they were denied she was denied the new trial, she can't have that opportunity.
That's exactly right. And it's going to go up on appeal. So that's what's going to happen.
But you know, on appeal, though, it's going to be upheld.
Yeah, probably.
Here's an interesting tactic I see with this, because the news yesterday was that the defense, Theranos, had filed their defense brief requesting what they believe the appropriate sentence for the conviction should be. And the request was 18 months, house arrest, that she not actually go to prison, that she do this. And I'm looking at this, and I'm wondering from the defense standpoint, I think that they knew that it was a stretch, that the trial was going to get overturned. But boy, wouldn't we love to have a judge thinking, well, I can't overturn and give a new trial, but given what I just saw there with this guy and how everything went down, maybe the hope is that it does get the judge to be more inclined to a house arrest 18-month sentence as opposed to what she's looking at, which is technically 20 years per count. Now, if they got the max, it would be only 20 years. They'd probably run them all concurrent, so it would be 20 years, but you still do that at 85%. You know, her kids are adults by the time she gets out.
It's just the first time.
Yeah,
this is her
agree.
First crime. I don't think I think she's going to do time.
I don't agree.
Get me wrong, but I think it might be delayed a little bit, because if she's pregnant now, they may delay it, or they may have her go in and be allowed to have the child with her. But I do believe she's going to do some time, but I don't believe she's going to get anywhere close to 20 years.
No, I think it's going to be...
Sonny might, though.
Yeah, yep. Sonny's a different story. We're going to get into that. But I think I'm predicting... Let me throw it out. I'm saying about a year in
that's
jail,
what I think.
And the rest, like
three or four years
probation.
Agreed.
And I don't think she's doing more. And then, did she do some time already in jail? Was she in there at all or not?
I don't believe.
No,
she
because
did.
Of COVID.
Okay.
Remember, she didn't.
Right.
She didn't go in at all. So
okay. But you know, she's not going to go
pregnant,
in. The,
so
and she's not going to go in the hardcore prison area. She's going to go into the. They have white collar crimes prisons, right?
Well, yeah. They also have a special. Areas for women that are pregnant and then have their babies with them, too.
Right, right.
And that's what I think is probably going to happen.
I just have a soapbox thing here.
Okay, soapbox
thing.
All right,
Denise,
let's put it up here.
Denise, you had mentioned something about Ruth Bader Ginsburg when we were talking, and you said that she paved the way for women to be in the legal field, given what she did early on in her career. She was a pioneer in that respect. And I am all for equality and that gender shouldn't play a role in whether or not somebody, how they're paid or anything. If you do the equal work, you should get equal pay. And the concern I have with the Theranos case is I don't want to minimize her conduct if she's truly guilty for it. I don't want to minimize that. But I can't think of another trial that has gotten this much publicity where the government has gone after somebody this hard. And I think that the fact that it's a female that they are going after. Now, I realize they tried Bulwani after they tried her. But you know how much press Bulwani's case has gotten? Almost nothing. Right? And so here you've got people going after this person who was young and was being mentored by a bunch of men and in this industry. And to me, it's hard to escape the optic that why are you ganging up on the woman? When she engaged in conduct that when you look at venture capital investment throughout the Silicon Valley, this has been going on for so long. Why is it now that you're choosing to make an issue out of this, and it happens to be a female? To me, that just reeks of...
And for me, it was very serious what she did, and she built a lot of different people. But on her, for the mitigation of what happened, she paid back most of the money.
Right.
And so, you know, for me, she has to be treated the same. And she was the face of the company, and she made very serious mischaracterization.
Hey, Todd, hold on. Before you, I want to continue this next hour, guys,
sure.
Because I want to bring in the new Bitcoin, what's going on in there.
Oh, yeah.
And try to look at the difference between that and this, because we got just a few seconds to go to break. But we'll see you next hour. We're going to talk more about this Elizabeth Holmes denial of a new trial.
Lots of good stuff coming up on Radio Law Talk for the next 2 hours on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station. Stay tuned as we continue.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.